Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 2nd regarding Earl, E-A-R-L, Lucas, L-U-C-A-S. Earl Lucas is a 56-year-old male who was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 9/11/20. Apparently, he was driving a vehicle that was in motion when it was broadsided by a FedEx truck. There was no airbag deployment, and he did not sustain any direct bodily impact or loss of consciousness. Apparently, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, but believes he injured his neck, back, and knee as a result. Apparently, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently, he did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. Apparently, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Lucas was involved in a car accident on 9/11/20, resulting in permanent injuries to his neck, back, and right knee. Peer treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y, on 9/11/20. Peer diagnoses of motor vehicle accident, comma, whiplash injury, comma, and back pain were rendered. He was cleared from modified activities and was prescribed medications. He was to apply heat to the involved areas. Period. He followed up on 9/17/20 and was going to continue with conservative management for his cervicalgia, comma, lower back pain, comma, thoracic spine pain, comma, and right knee pain. Period. He began physical therapy on 10/7/20. This was short-lived at the first location. Period. He then switched physical therapy facilities on 11/25/20. Period. New paragraph. He remained symptomatic and underwent a right knee MRI on 11/11/20 to be inserted. Period. He returned to Dr. Maloney on 11/30/20 to review those results. Period. He was going to continue work hardening, physical therapy for 2 weeks. Period. Was anticipated full duty discharge if improving as expected. Period. He saw Dr. Maloney a final time on 12/24/20. Peter's pain has improved completely and he has no complaints. Peter has resumed all normal job duties. Period. He was thus released from care to continue working without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. He remained in yoga stretch pants, limiting proximal visualization and pinprick testing. The rest of that is normal. Knees normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed resistance for little and he was able to squat, complaining of crepitus in his knees. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend or full without discomfort. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 9/11/20. Earl Lucas was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, he was seen that same day by Dr. Maloney and underwent exam and x-rays that showed no acute abnormalities. Period, he was initiated on conservative measures. Period, he later was referred for physical therapy. Period, new paragraph, due to continued complaints in his right knee. An MRI was done on 11/11/20 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. Maloney over the next several weeks, concurrent with work hardening. Pretty as of 12/24/20, Mr. Lucas was asymptomatic. Period. New paragraph, the current exam showed minimal anomalies from normal. Period. These include the non-reproducible but decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Pretty also complained of crepitus in his knees when he squatted. Period. He otherwise had full range of motion of the right knee where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic spine. Period. There was no tenderness of palpation in either the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar spines. Period. Both sitting and supine straight leg raising maneuvers were negative for low back pain, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, comma, thoracic spine, comma, lumbar spine, comma, and right knee. Period. Mr. Lucas was able to return to work full duty with the insured until he retired on 3/19/22. Period. That is the end.